Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list.
Hi, you guys. Well, I'm excited because one of my favorites is back tonight. And, you know, it happens. He's so good looking. So, you know, if this happens, to be like my lucky night because Tom Benson from Young and the Restless days are back on. He wrote a book so I'm bringing him on. So if you want to talk to Tom, please give me a call with Tom at 1-347-850-8721. And he'll, if it goes this Tom, well, the sexy, he should be sexiest man alive, really.
Thank you so much. Hey, Carly, it's Tom Beard.
Okay, we have a deal. We have a deal, okay. So, you know, I have a little bone to pick with you. I mean, not a big one. But you went on my boyfriend's show a little while ago. And it's okay you went on my boyfriend's show, Jasper Cole. I mean, we are friends. He's always helping me out, always saving my butt. But you did an excellent interview on his. And I don't know if I should be proud of you for going on there. Just a little, you know, kind of possessive here because I thought you were legally mine. And for my TV movie boyfriend, I'd steal you from out from under my, me without my knowledge. I don't know. Jasper is in a little trouble tonight. But Jasper, I love you. You know, I love you. If you just come back on now, I will love you even more. So, yeah, I mean, my two favorite guys on one show, I feel called in who asked you guys, but I felt like you needed to be on his show, so I'm really going to forgive you. But just remember, Daytime After Dark has always been loyal to you, Tom. And Carly loves you more than probably anyone, and I will get you back on YNR faster than anyone would if CBS was running now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, most people remember me from playing Philip Chancellor III, 1986 to 1989, and then I died in a car crash, and I came back 2009 to, like, 2011. So, yeah, it's been about 9 years since I've 11, yeah, like 9 years since I've been on there. But I'm very happy living in the woods right now.
Well, there's something in the works with maybe you coming back? Because there's been rumors about it.
Yeah,
there's been rumors.
They have reached out to me, but who knows? I mean, they've got so many
Okay, well, there's rumors out there for the past couple of months that kept bringing your name up. And all of us bringing your name up. So whenever they bring up a character, it just makes me wonder, okay, where are they going? And, you know, I would love it if you came back. I would be in a really, 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 really good mood if you were to come back. And you could just take over Victor's empire away from him. And I think that would be like a a really good storyline. You come back. Not only did you take, you know, you get Zeus' company away from her, but while you're at it, the Team Victors, and I would love to see you on the Colbert Radio as they're taking everyone's company away from them. I think Victor just needs to be down a peg. I think, you know, someone just needs to mess with him a little. Not a lot, but just a little. And I could see you doing that. And now the So Young and Lost fans to know today was the last day of Y&R airing new episodes until God knows when. And I believe you will be in the flashback Fridays on some of those episodes.
Maybe they'll play old episodes. How about you? Were you ever an actress?
Me? Well, yeah, in high school.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
How was that? Did you like that?
I loved it. But the only problem with me and acting, before I got on stage, I threw up. But once I was on stage, I was fine. So, you know, like I told Christoph, you know, so many times, bring me in, bring me on my own. I could be your love interest because no one, you know, could ever be his love interest. And every time he got a love interest, I got jealous because someone was dealing with Christoph, and every time he got a love interest, we were always teased. He would always tease me that I was jealous. And in fact, I was. I was very jealous because he was mine, and so I really think with the flashback fights and all the old episodes we're going to see a lot of you from what I'm hearing, which is great, because maybe we'll send you out money because they'll be playing the episodes. That's what I've been thinking. That's what I've been hearing. Since you're still in California, right?
Yeah, Lake Arrowhead, California.
Okay, so you're still in lockdown. You're still in lockdown city too, right? How are you dealing with this? Being quarantined.
I'm okay with it because I work from home anyway and I'm not that social, so it hasn't really affected me much at all. How about you? Are you social?
Yeah. Okay, I'm social, but it's the mall. I'm on Target, and so not being really able to go, you know, my mom's been great bringing me groceries because I don't drive, because if I go, I probably kill people on the road. I'm a really bad driver. I mean, there was a mailbox. There was a tree involved. So, yeah, no one would let me drive. And no one wants to drive with me. So, on that level, so no, I just miss going out. But I don't think it's safe right now to even open up the movies, the casinos, even though I would love going back to the casinos, win money. I don't think it's time to open everything back up again in California or Washington. And I wanted your opinion on it because I was just thinking, how do you think about it?
Well, I agree. It's better to be safe than sorry. So, you know, if you don't have to be out there, I think that we should stay away and just, you know, stay in quarantine if you can. I can, and you can, so that's the best thing we can do.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. And, you know, it just feels like, you know, I'm back being 15 or 16, and I've been grounded for something I didn't do. Because when I was a kid, I had siblings. I had two, an older brother and sister and a little brother. So being the middle kid, I always got grounded when it wasn't really, well, half of the time it was me. But, you know, the other part was my brother, and so I would get in trouble. So for me, I feel like I'm 15 again, and I'm trapped in my house, nowhere to go. And it just feels, I mean, I haven't left my apartment since March 24th for a doctor's appointment, ever to get the mail, because I don't want my mailbox to overflow. And I get all my magazines. But no, I just think it's a wise decision on California, Oregon, and Washington not to open up yet, because I think once they open up, they are asking for this to come back again in the fall. And, you know, listen to the scientists and not the guy in the White House. Yeah. Because I think the data is showing we still don't have it under control. And we might, you know, it might take a while. So I think everyone needs to behave themselves and just not go out. And the economy will, come back, you know, when it's ready to come back. And I think it should be safety first before the economy.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you have all your needs met, right? Who do you live with? You live with your mom? Anybody else?
Oh, no, I live in my apartment, so it's, you know, perfect for me. I mean, okay, I'm talking to the wall. I know that by now. But it's okay. I mean, me and the wall has had a few conversations, and I have probably lost my voice talking to the wall, but I don't mind it because the view from where I live is beautiful, because you can actually see Seattle looking across it, so it's really beautiful. And, you know, I'm thinking about taking a painting. And I wanted to talk to you about that because you are an artist. And, you know, I thought about, you know, maybe I should just redecorate this place. And, you know, paint.
That.
Yeah, paint this place. But I can't because I went to the place, so I can't do that. So there was my problem with that idea. But I think maybe I'm going to have my mom pick up some craft stuff from my goods and see where I could go. And maybe I could sell my paintings. I don't know how well I will do. But if this continues into June or July or August, yeah, I might need to take up painting. I mean, I did probably in high school, so it's not that much of a stress. So have you been doing a lot of your drawings and painting lately?
Yeah, I just finished three commissions for somebody, and yeah, that's great. And I've got two other big landscapes that I'm working on here, and they're really beautiful. I've got lots of wild animals in them. I've got bears and some wildebeest and a deer and a wild turkey. I enjoy doing those.
Whenever you do post them, I always share them with everyone. I'm always sharing all your stuff, so don't worry. So I never asked you this. So how was it? Because the Game Show Network is bringing back like the Hollywood Squares, when there's a draw, and come to find out that you were on both of them. So how was being on those two game shows? Because I'm a game show freak. I love I mean, I love games because sometimes I can't actually win, like Price is Right and everything. So how was that?
Win, lose, or draw was harder than you think. I thought that I was pretty smart and a good drawer, but I didn't do well in that show at all. So that was a surprise. It was pretty hard. And Hollywood Squares, I was on there several weeks. That was great. Got to meet Joan Rivers and Melissa and a lot of other people. That was great. I think 80,
you know, I,
88, maybe.
I just love it when daytime shows go on, you know, game shows. And, you know, with the Price is Right, when Drew Carey took over, I love Drew Carey. I don't want to get any fan mail for what I'm about to say. But my pal, and you probably worked with him, Zay Eddie Peck, Cole Howard on Young and the Restless is a really good friend of mine. He was a foot. And I'm still to this day mad that they didn't pick him because he would have been great at it. And every time, even though I'm still watching it because it's a family tradition, I still think, okay, they went with the wrong guy. And I know I should get over this, but it's very hard because I just think that would have made really good sense. And I'm surprised, were you ever on The Price is Right because Adam Morrow or anything back in the day? Because when you were on Young and the Restless, you guys are right across the hall from each other.
Right, yeah. No, I was never on The Price is Right. He's right. But, yeah, we were. The stages were close to each other at CBS.
Yeah, I mean, I've been
were
to
you
CBS.
On The Price is Right? Did you go listen?
No, I've been to the CBS. I've been on the Young and the Restless set about 5 years ago, and I loved it. And unfortunately, Kristoff wasn't working that day with my whole, you know, little madness. But I love seeing the set and how the set works because, hey, everything is small on the set that is on TV, people. That's one thing I've learned. So I just think that, you know, it would be good, you know, if someone ever dissects out the set on the soap, it's really small on when you go in, and they make it so big on TV. They make it bigger than it is on TV. So I just wanted to say that. And before I read the Boyd Lawn, I don't know why I'm writing the Boyd Lawn, because I'm being nice today, I think. When you were on Highway to Heaven, what was that like working on Highway to Heaven? Because Highway to Heaven is still one of those classic shows that Michael Landon did and Mr. Edwards did. How was being on that?
It was cool. It was like my first job, and I didn't know that I had another scene. Michael Landon said, okay, now let's set up the scene outside the school. And I was like, what scene? And he said, I didn't know there was a scene. He said, well, you've got 5 minutes to learn it. And I did. I learned it in 5 minutes because I didn't know they added pages while they filmed stuff. So I did it, and I was fine.
Oh, my God, that would kind of make me more nervous if you have 5 minutes of something to learn versus, you know, a day to learn it, but that would really scare me. And also, the other night you were on Murder, She Wrote, you were on the Drinking Aspirin episode. And that was a really good episode.
Thanks, I did two
episodes.
I
know you were on two of them, but I've only seen the a Craig and Aspirin one. So I know you were on that twice, playing two different character. So how would murders evolve? Because I always figured out the murders before Jessica and the Lundberry. I figured it out before she did. I made sure this gave it to me, but they gave it to her. So how was working with her?
She was very nice, very professional. Everybody on the set was very nice and relaxed, so I'm sure that goes to her credit. I'm sure everybody thought that she was really nice. No tension.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you know, you've been on so many good shows. I mean, Matlock, when someone been on Matlock or Perry Mason, I think basically you just made your whole acting career from this figure, whoever was on Matlock or Murdered, She Wrote, or Perry Mason, right there, everyone in America will see you because everyone in America was watching that. So, you know, I mean, you know, there was this one show you were not on, and I think you would have been great on Dallas. You know, got prime timing for the there, but I better let the boys on, because if I don't let the boys on, I won't have my life anymore. And, you know, I mean, one of them will get upset with me, and I really don't want to figure out if it's Bobby or David that gets upset with me today. So I will bring on David first. Hey, David.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yeah, you were great on Matlock and Highway to Heaven and Mercy Road. Do you have a favorite memory from working on your Universes? Do you have a favorite memory working on your Universes?
Well, I can't think of one memory now. I can't think of one favorite. It was great. You know, especially for my ego, it was great to be able to be flown to shopping malls, even in Canada, and once 7,000 people showed up at an event for me. So that was a huge ego gratification from, you know, this Wisconsin team, you know, from this young guy in Wisconsin that was following his dreams. So, you know, that was pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Yeah, my next question here. Are you still being recognized from Young Universities by fans?
No.
No?
But then again, I live in the woods. You know, I live in the mountains. I don't see many people at all here. But I also, you know, I've got a beard and long hair now, so I don't think I look the same.
In the past, what's your weird fan reaction in the past? What are your weird fan reaction from a fan you met in the past?
What's the question?
In the past, what have you been aware of fan reaction in the past?
What were the fan reactions in the past? Everybody wanted to know how Mrs. Chancellor was. What was she like? And she was, you know, she's very sweet. She was funny. Everybody loved her, and she loved fans very much. That's pretty much what they asked about.
Yeah. Yeah, we missed you on the soaps. I think you should come back. If there's a chance to back, that they come back to visit, and the thing would be great. And what would you do when you're not working? Or what would you do, your hobbies? You have any hobbies?
Yeah, all the time. I never sit still. I mean, I've got 10 books that I self-published that are at my TomBeards.com site. All different subjects. I've got many paintings. I'm always doing stuff.
Yeah.
Never sit still.
I hear
you. How about
I'm
you?
Down
you
here.
Got a lot of hobbies?
I'm down here in Florida, quarantine. Watching a lot of TV soaps, and it's never fun going to movies. Well, we've been with quarantine.
Yeah.
And it'd be great to have you back on the show. And on Young Universities, though, so. Do you keep in touch with anybody from Young Universities?
What?
Do you keep in touch with anybody from Young Universities?
I didn't understand. I heard the last part, but I didn't understand the first part.
Do you keep in touch with anybody from your kind of business?
Oh, do I keep in touch? Oh, you know, I'm on Facebook all the time, and there's probably like 10 of the other younger wrestlers actors on Facebook. So, you know, I follow them and I see what's up that way. But I really haven't seen anybody in person for a long time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it. You're
all right, buddy. Thanks.
Okay, David, I'm going to bring on Bobby.
Hey, Carly. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, it's great that you're back on the show. It's great to have you back on.
Thanks.
I look forward to seeing maybe some of these classic YNRs that you were in. So hopefully it'll be interesting to see you from back then. But you worked on Highway to Heaven with Michael Landon.
Yeah.
And I know that his daughter, Jennifer Landon, was on Young and the Restless as Heather. And kind of I just wish that you was on at the same time she was on, because that could have been an interesting thing to tell her that you worked with her dad on Highway to Heaven. And that would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't know her. I don't think I ever met her.
Yeah, because I'm surprised she wasn't on YNR at the time she was on there, but she became a great actress in her own right, winning 3 Emmys and everything else. So I'm pretty proud of what she had done. But it was just great that you got a chance to work on Highway to Heaven. I know that David brought this up earlier, but what is the most memorable moments that you have working with the late Jeannie Cooper, if you can just tell us the favorite moment of working with Jeannie?
Well, you know, we would go to her dressing room before the scenes and rehearse, and sometimes I'd say, I'm going to go to the commissary and get something to eat. Can I get you something? And she'd say more often than not, grilled cheese with extra crispy fries. And so, you know, we would eat and run our lines. And that was nice. That was very special and unique, you know?
Yeah.
I think she was smoking at that time. I don't know. Yeah, I think it was like just over 30 years ago. I'm trying to remember.
Because I know that Adrian Fron, who played Amber on both Bowling Beautiful and Young and Restless, was saying last month when she was on the show some great memories that she has of Jeannie on YNR, and some great memories when she came on for the Jeannie Cooper Memorial. So I understand what she said back after she died. So hopefully, you know, it might be interesting to see maybe you come back one day to YNR once they get the new shows, once they get new episodes, once everything opens back up.
Right. Who knows what's going to happen? Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you want to help your son Chance.
Right.
Yeah. Because I know, anyways, I don't have that much to say other than hopefully you just take it easy out there in California and stay healthy and do all you can with this social distancing, and we'll get through this once everything is settled.
Yeah, my life is great. My life is great. I know my life will continue to be great. And I'm very grateful through it, and that helps.
Right, right.
All right,
well,
buddy. Nice talking to you, Bobby.
I'll be able to try to look for you on Young and Restless on these flashback episodes.
Okay.
All right. That's it, Carly.
Okay, Bobby, you got any more questions, buddy?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, Tom, thank you so much for calling in. And also, we are having a big birthday celebration for me on June 12th. And you are more than welcome to call in. And, you know, and we won you back. We always won you back on here. And I'm being funny when I say this. Yes, Jasper and I can sell you. I will come to agreement with Jasper because, after all, he's, you know, my buddy, my friend. So I will come up with an agreement that both of us can sell you. And then I won't be mad at him. I can't be mad at my TV movie boyfriend, I guess. But we love having you on. But there's this one question. Okay. What is the one thing you're doing right now that is fun because you cannot go? I mean, you can go outside, but you're not supposed to be out for long. So what is the one thing you're doing every day to keep you from, missing everything? Are you cooking more, or are you doing?
I started gardening.
Okay.
Yeah, the plants going. I'm starting that, so I'm excited about that.
It's great to cook at home, but it's also good to help the local economy with the, you know, takeout people too. So it's just really weird. But thank you so much for coming on, and we want you back. So whenever you have something new to promote, and when I get you back online, which I will, then you really have to come back because I know I will do it. YNR, if you're listening, Tom wants to come back. Call me once, Tom, and come back, so you really have to just buy him on. So thank you so much for coming on, and please come back.
Okay, nice talking to you, Carly. Okay, have a good night.
I love you. Bye. Okay.
Well, good interview, Carly, but I am literally mad with our governor for two reasons. One, why did he have to pick 3 o'clock in the afternoon when General Hospital on to make a speech saying that he extended the lockdown orders on North Carolina until May 8th, and then it's going to go into phases with possibly my business opening up by Memorial Day weekend. I mean, the good thing is I just found out on the ABC, on our local station, that GH is on at 1:35 tonight. And I just set the DVR for that and added a few minutes extra because of the fact the NFL draft is on now, and Lord knows when the first round is going to end. So I'm just glad that our station was smart to put General Hospital on at 1 in the morning, because if we had this bad weather that was supposed to come in, that wouldn't make me even madder. But we got nothing but rain out of it.
I can understand your theory. I really can. With the governor, coming on when you don't want the governor's coming on.
Yeah.
And is Manning when you just don't want, yes, we need to be informed, I get it, but, we have to, be smart about this, and, also, we have to, be smart, but also people stop interrupting our soaps. And I have a few announcements. Yes, I have announcements, people. Okay. Hey, stop laughing, David.
David.
Okay, so I just want to tell everyone that the Old Spaghetti Factory here in Seattle is opening. There goes back, and I'm like thinking, you know, why did you have to be 40 minutes away? You know, I wish it was, you know, 10 minutes away that I could get delivery, because they make the best chicken panini sandwich you will ever have in your little life. And so they are opening up tomorrow. And also, I got this press release I want to read. The story itself, a 2-hour television from ABC and People Magazine, is debuting on May 19th at 8 p.m. The story of 2-hour television from ABC and People. You're going to see Carol Burnett on there, Andy Cohn, Brian Cranston, Victoria Fox. You're going to see my idol, Laura White, on there. Denise Wishes. Unfortunately, we will see Geoffrey and Phelps on there. We will see Laura White, Manish Bernard, Zahn Aniston, Zahn Stamos. Let's see. So, pretty much, it's a really good Greg Hogerson. So, it's really good because, you know, it's a really good thing that you're doing that. Now, number two to my announcements. Okay, I went to the hospital yesterday, and Lord seen both Sunny and Liz and Mike had me in tears, Bobby. I was crying. And I know I'm going to get a lot of flack, and I don't give a shit. I don't think it's time to sign the DNR, and I'm sick of everyone beating me up about this on social media, saying, oh, you never knew anyone. Yep, I have friends that grandparents, you know, died from this. I get it. But Mike is still able to talk. He's not brain dead yet. So Sonny wanted to keep his father alive longer. I don't see anything wrong with it. And I am just sick and tired of people being so judgmental about the storyline. Because, number one, they've been portraying accurately. For all the stupid people out there saying that Sonny and Liz have never been friends. Really? Really? Are we watching the same damn show here? Sonny has helped Liz. Liz has helped Sonny out. So before everyone gets all judgmental here, why don't you take a step back and actually listen and go back on YouTube and watch the damn history before you make an ass out of yourself on Twitter? And if you really want me to take you down on Twitter, I have no comes about. I'm okay with that.
I'm behind 2 months.
What?
I'm behind 2 months. So I'm 2 months behind.
Well, no, I love the storyline with Mike. The storyline has you know, with Mike, the storyline needed to be told. You know, it really didn't need to be told. It really didn't need to be out there. Zener Hospital has been doing a great job. Okay, and do I want to see Mike go? Yeah, no, I don't. I don't. I do not want to see Max go off my screen. You know, I'm sorry. People might want to say, oh, it's the disease, you know, it's time to kill him. Granted, people have lived with the disease for 10, 12 years. Okay, we don't know how long Mike had it before he came to Sunny. So the land of the free people, stop getting yourself boxed with me. Are you going to wish you were, taken out by Sunny in front of me, okay? And my other point is, today is the last day of Y&O in Bodum Beautiful, and so we go on Flashback Fridays. And, you know, it's great they want to do Flashback Fridays. It's great. It's great. Oh, my God, I'm not missing I'm not missing my switchboard. Hey, Maggie.
Hi.
How much of my venti do you hear? Because I just went into my rant about people on Twitter and Facebook, you know, with the DNR with Sunny, and I am so sick of people telling me how wrong I am. And I haven't seen today, so, oh, and Bobby's upset because he got breaking news into Zener Hospital today. Do you?
What, him too? I always do, every day. Every day, my governor is on.
Yeah,
you know, we love
but Maggie.
We love
hi.
Maggie,
our governors.
How are you doing? Can I just ask you a question? Because the other day I was listening to an NPR show, and your mayor from Chicago was on talking about the death of how they're handling the COVID-19 coronavirus in Chicago and everything else. How is it from what you heard from your mayor and from the governor of Illinois so far as anything else versus what I've been hearing from my governor?
Because he came on today
during General Hospital, and luckily it's going to be I set my DVR to record at 1:35 tomorrow morning, so I can watch it tomorrow morning when I get up. Because right now he's sending the stay at home orders till May 8th, and he's probably going by three different phases. I think the restaurant business is supposed to open up by Memorial Day, so hopefully this means somebody could get a job back. But how is it going in Illinois as far as what your mayor and the governor is saying?
Well, we are still having people have it. And the best way right now is they're testing blood because there are some people that have it and you don't really know about it. And they did a test and the test came out negative, but they possibly could still have it. So they're closing it still till May 15th, the stay-home order. And
right. Well, I think from what I heard your mayor in Chicago said, it had something to do with the African-American community, just like in communities in Detroit and Atlanta and Albany, Georgia. Because I've been hearing different mayors on different NPR broadcasts and different governors, especially those from New York and New Jersey, on NPR broadcasts that have talked about it.
And so that's what it is. It's overwhelmingly the African-American community is suffering the greatest with it.
Right.
And that's why she closed the bars, not the bars, liquor stores at 9 o'clock, trying to stop people from gathering outside the liquor store and spreading it around. And hopefully we got to just stick with the program because who knows what's going to happen to you.
Right, and it's pretty scary, too, because I know that Val on GH had a scare. Nell had a scare. Kevin on Y&R had a scare. This mm-hmm. is no joke. And I'm reading today that Maddie, the actress that played Maddie, one of her family members has it, and she's hoping and she's asking for everybody's prayers. So Lexi is in my prayers. Lexi Stevens.
No.
Not Lexi that played Christina.
No.
The other Lexi.
Mm-hmm.
That used to play Maddie on Young and Restless. So,
right.
So my thoughts and prayers are with her family.
I trust Dr. Fawcett. Maybe I'm the only one out there that does, but I believe he's a man of science, and he's handled on both sides of the aisle with presidents. And
yeah.
I think we should listen to his advice only, myself.
Yeah, but every time
mm-hmm.
our president and have something to say, and this is something that about this, or bring on a doctor, our local news preempts it and just continue doing news like it was nothing and just monitor the situation and break in when needed. So I'm in the fortune watching the network news or CNN
mm-hmm.
or Fox News or MSNBC for it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Just like Cuomo, Andrew from New York, I watch his every day on CBS on the podcast. And
mm-hmm.
he wants to open up the state. Everybody wants to open up their state. But
yeah,
if you do it too recklessly, what's going to happen? I mean, this is something they've never dealt with before. And
exactly.
I think why take a chance? There's lives at stake. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my personal opinion. I mean, I want to get stuff done at the hospital and that. I can't right now because of what's going on. But why open it up and then have it if you have a worst-case scenario coming down the line?
Exactly. And
mm-hmm.
there are some dumbasses in both Olympia, Washington, and in Raleigh that want to protest and cry all they want about about opening up their state. Well,
mm-hmm.
look at what's going on in Georgia. Look what's going on in South Carolina. Look what's going on
mm-hmm.
in Florida. If you want
okay.
this whole country to end up like 1918 or what China have and Italy have suffered,
mm-hmm.
fine, go right ahead. But I'll be damned if one of us is going to die or have that.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother lost children with the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
that wasn't the only round that there was. It came back again that same year.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't, I'd rather wait and listen to science and see what they have to say because I'm not a doctor. I don't really understand
mm-hmm.
this, and I think we need their advice only. That's just me.
Exactly. And I'd rather see the White Sox. I'd rather see the White Sox or Cubs play baseball in Arizona with no crowds than have them play at Wrigley or U.S. Cellular or whatever the ballpark that the White Sox play at now, and have the whole city of Chicago die because of this.
Exactly. Exactly. It just seemed like when the NBA stepped away, it seemed like everybody got the idea that it was a really real thing that was happening. It wasn't fake news anymore.
Exactly. It's not a thing to try and get Trump out of the White House, people, which would have been nice. And everything. But you guys, we need to stay home. I know it's going to be hard, but we can do it.
Yes.
And I just want to say before we go, because we have a show tomorrow at 2.
Yeah.
Also, Days of Our Life is capturing lately.
Mm.
I'm not going to give any props to Ron Calabari, David. If you're crazy, if you think I woke up on the wrong side of the earth and I'm going to give him this credit for making Days of Our Life watchable right now, no. I'm not. It's not acting. Okay, it's nothing to do with Ron. But, number one, Days of Our Life, okay, you have still on the Titan plane. Okay, and you don't fire a flying plane? Okay. Ron, if you are such a gifted writer, like someone thinks you are on the channel list, and you know that even private things need to do a damn flight plan. But if you were such a genius, you would figure that out, but you're not. You need a flight plan whenever you fly. So, I'm sorry, Ron, you are dumb. You're dumber than Trump. Okay?
I'm 2 months behind. I'm 2 months behind, so I know
right.
You're
smart. And to be honest with you,
I never thought I would feel sorry for Kristen. A day in my life, I never thought I would feel sorry for her. Damn, I'm feeling sorry for her. I don't want to. I do not want to feel sorry for Kristen. I don't, but I am, damn it. Okay, so this is not good. And, okay, when we have Wally back on the show, I'm just going to tell him he's not allowed to marry anyone more on soaps because every time he does, it usually ends bad or there's fake ink involved. So, you know, unless he wants to marry me and dump Kayla, well, you know, that could be, you know, a thing. But I'm sorry, David, the life is getting good. I will give you that, David. But are you ever going to hear out of my mouth that Ron is doing a good job? Okay, the day you hear that, and the day Trump has not said a lie for a whole 10 minutes. So that's never going to happen, right? Maybe?
I don't think so.
Well, we like Kristen now, so that starts.
I mean, my heart...
Julie, I actually like her. But today,
yeah, my heart goes
really
out to Sarah. My heart breaks to Sarah because she was unwilling, known in the city for Danny did. Danny is a very bad man. I've been saying that since day one. Okay, Victor. Okay. I'm trying to cut Victor Kiriakis and Slack because I love Ron Anderson. But.
I know.
Okay. Are you kidding me? Victor and Danny singing this. We're never gonna come out to the light of day.
No. No, never.
And Victor number one, you did this with your grandson. Your grandson who you love so much. You love over Xander. You love Brady over Xander. He's the last tie you have to end the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And you did this. You do this. I mean, Victor, I really love you. Love you all my life, but you do this to your grandson. You know, who cares if Danny wasn't getting what he wanted? Yes, he was trying to make Sarah happy, but you went along with it. This, like, Julian went along with this whole grass game, and he yet has paid for it. So I'm sorry, people. I'm calling Sarah now, and I don't care. Okay,
another thing
that
Ron did with Dave that I don't like is the way they have made Gabby. Now, I know she did a Lifetime movie a few months before everybody started hating Gabby, but this is the same Ron that made Abigail's alter ego, Gabby, come out in similar fashion to what I've seen Kate Madison in Lifetime movies do with playing the bad girl or the psycho girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just want to say before we end the show, because we have a show tomorrow too, and I just want to say, Maggie, we are glad you called in. We know you won't be able to be with us every time. She hasn't left us, you guys. She's just taking a leave of absence, right, Maggie?
Right. Absolutely.
You know, and I want to remind everyone tonight.
It's kind of like me during the football season. But I always come back.
Okay, Bobby, you can't do that because if Maggie's not feeling well, and it's going to be me and David, there's going to be fights on the air. Do you really want that?
No.
Yeah, okay. Are you going to want to be the responsible one to get David and I arguing for 45 minutes? Come on, we all happen.
About
what? Need someone to be the peacemaker, right, David?
Yeah, well, we are. We had a civil fight. Disagreement.
Oh, and I want to say tonight is the NFL draft on ABC. And a little program note with that. So I told my grandma that her real person wasn't coming on until 9. And maybe guess what came out of her mouth?
Oh, I wouldn't know. Just don't
know. No Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, she goes, oh,
no,
you gotta be. Oh, shit. She goes, oh, shit. Really? Football has to be on as a real person? And I'm like, Grandma, you're talking to the wrong person about football. Okay? We need your draft. And she goes, you sound more like your grandfather every day, which is another scary universe. But I'm just saying, have they mentioned the Seahawks yet, Maggie?
The draft is going on as we speak. That's what I was watching. I'm watching
okay.
The virtual draft. And sorry.
Which is something the WNBA did last week. I didn't pay attention to what the Sky or the Storm got. In fact, I don't even know if there's going to be even a season for the Seattle Storm. I would not be surprised if the Mariners are not playing. Like I said earlier, I would not be surprised if the Chicago baseball teams are playing in Arizona with an empty crowd.
Right now, as we speak, Safeco, T-Mobile is in a hospital, kind of turned into a hospital. God, what is the stadium for the Seahawks? I can think. CenturyLink right now is being turned into a hospital. So, do I know when our sports are coming back here in Seattle? No. But listen to Jay in the interview. Our governor was on The View, and he's one of the smallest men. And our hearts go out to Chris Cuomo's family because his son now has the virus. Our condolences to Elizabeth Warren's brother that died from the virus.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's attacking these Democrats. You know, attacking Democrats. Okay, I better be careful what I'm about to say.
Don't say it.
Let me say what I'm thinking.
No.
I know, that's why I'm not saying it.
But
I'm being good. But okay, we will be back tomorrow at 2. And who are we interviewing, David?
Terry Garber, Robust from Dynasty in Northern Kyle. At 5 p.m. our time, Bobby. 5 p.m. our time.
Okay. All right.
4 p.m. your time, Maggie, if you can make it. But Maggie, if you can, there's no pressure, right, guys?
That's all. No, I understand.
I hear your time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good night, you guys.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Take care, please.